With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The number of Americans applying for jobless benefits last week inched up, but largely stayed at historically low levels as the labor market continues to thrive despite elevated interest rates. The Labor Department reporting that filings for unemployment claims for the week ending March 9th ticked up by 1,000 to 209,000 from the previous week's 208,000. And wholesale prices accelerated again in February. The government's producer price index, which tracks inflation before it reaches consumers, rose 0.6% from January to February. That's up from a 0.3% rise the previous month. A proposal to install new leaders in Haiti appears to have crumbled.
Some political parties rejected a plan to create a presidential council that would manage the transition. The panel would be responsible for choosing a new interim prime minister and council of ministers. Jean-Charles Moïse, an ex-senator and presidential candidate who's teamed up with former rebel leader Guy Philippe, announced his rejection of the proposed council, backed by the international community. It was hoped that the council would lead the way down a new path for the Caribbean country that has been overrun by gangs. The violence has closed schools and businesses and disrupted daily life across the country. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at srnnews.com. 5, 4, 3, 1. That's the sound of the countdown and SpaceX Starship rocket launch. The mega rocket blasted off from another test flight from Texas. This time Elon Musk is aiming to get his Starship spacecraft halfway around the world. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 86 points, the NASDAQ composite losing 27. This is SRN News. Political observers expect abortion to be a key election issue this year as pro-life groups seek to counter misinformation being distributed by pro-abortion legislators. Dr. Ingrid Skop, the vice president of the Charlotte Logier Institute, warns that the abortion industry is using fear-mongering to perpetuate the myth that pro-life laws deny mothers the right to life-saving care in the event of a crisis during pregnancy.
Every state that has pro-life protections allows an exception if an abortion is needed to save a mother's life. So it's absolutely a lie on its face that doctors can't provide life-saving care. But at a deeper level, I practice in Texas. I've delivered 5,000 babies. I've never had to perform a direct abortion, which is defined as having the intent of ending that unborn child's life in order to save a mother.
Dr. Ingrid Skop. This is SRNU. Massive chunks of hail have pelted parts of Kansas and Missouri and brought traffic to a standstill along Interstate 70. Meteorologists issued thunderstorm warnings and tornado watches Wednesday into Thursday. Meteorologist David Roth of the National Weather Service's Weather Prediction Center says hail in parts of Kansas got big enough to do damage to car windows and to anyone it hit.
At 8:30 p.m., 3 miles southeast of Grandview Plaza, there was 3-inch diameter hail, which is still baseball size.
Descriptions of the hail ranged from the size of golf balls and apples to softballs and baseballs. A major snowstorm dumping heavy snow in Colorado, with some spots outside of Denver getting double-digit amounts. More snow was expected throughout Thursday into Friday. Travel was difficult to nearly impossible. The storm began Wednesday night. More on these stories at srnnews.com.